This episode is brought to you by Ascend Now. Ascend Now is an online education platform focused on providing personalized academic and beyond academic coaching and mentoring to students aged 7 to 17, with a particular emphasis on fostering entrepreneurial skills and mindset by integrating entrepreneurship education into their curriculum, aiming to normalize kid entrepreneurs through tailored programs and personalized learning paths. Okay, hello, and welcome to this special edition of Innovations in Education, the podcast that explores how tech can enable districts to improve teaching and learning in their classrooms. I'm Kevin Hogan, Content Director for eSchool News, and I'm glad you found us. Believe it or not, it's been 5 years this month that the world and schools shut down due to the COVID pandemic. Since then, so much has changed, from student behavior to the way that schools respond to that behavior, many through the use of social emotional learning or SEL techniques. I had the pleasure to speak with Jesse Bushman. Jesse is the Senior Director of SEL at North Fayette Valley Community School District in Iowa about their efforts by using a new program called the Edge. We also spoke with the creator of that curriculum, Debbie Sani. She's the CEO and founder of Ascend Now. Now, designed in collaboration with educators and aligned with the CASEL framework, the Edge is the first curriculum to meet educators' demands for high-quality instructional materials for SEL and life skills readiness. The curriculum helps students cultivate communication, problem solving, and self-awareness, as well as essential life skills like entrepreneurship, negotiation, financial literacy, and networking to boost their academic abilities. I think you'll find their insights valuable. Have a listen. Okay, Debbie, Jesse, thanks so much for joining me today. I really appreciate it.
We're
Thanks
super
for having
excited
us.
to be here. Thanks for having us.
And as I was mentioning right before we started the recording here, I guess it's hard to believe, but it's 5 years ago to this month. It was actually Friday the 13th, believe it or not, that Jesse, I mean, I know a lot of school districts, that's when we went into this great beta test in education with remote learning and COVID. 5 years. So tired of talking about it. However, it is still really kind of with us and the way that it has changed education. And especially with the work that Jesse, you do, and Debbie, that you do, that really took one of those acronyms that I always heard in education, SEL, which was kind of like a nice to have, probably for districts who might be kind of more well off than others, that would introduce that to where social emotional learning became front and center for everybody. We're in this group trauma together. Districts have spread apart. If they had the luxuries or the privileges to be able to set up remote right away, most of the, if I recall correctly, in my conversations, most of those conversations involved around social emotional learning. Are you okay at home? How are you doing at home? People, those first few months, no one worried about standardized testing, right? Everybody was worrying about just kind of keeping it all together. So, Jesse, we could get started. Maybe talk about that time for you in your district and what you were doing and what SEL mean back then and what does it mean now? And Debbie, I promise we'll get into the news of the Edge and how this all becomes part and parcel.
Yeah, absolutely. You're totally correct. At that time, it was like scary. We were all learning to adjust. The kids were learning to adjust too. And as educators, that was our most important thing, was to tune in with the kids, make sure they were safe, check in on how they were doing. And as staff, we did that together as well. So we would check in on each other. A lot of our first meetings were just talking about how everybody was doing. So coming back, it did change a lot of things. Kids were different and teachers were different. So as a school, we had to change things.
Yeah, and Debbie, well, let's get into the news a little bit. I mean, just here in January now, you've announced this new curriculum called the Edge. How have the past few years informed the work and the ultimate release of this new service that you're providing?
Yeah, absolutely. And just to answer that first part of the question about COVID, I think COVID certainly transformed education for K-12 in a lot of ways. I think in one way, teachers overnight had to have this accelerated adoption of technology, some that was super helpful and integrated really easily, and others that may have perhaps even slow down learning in the classroom. I think teachers, out of all stakeholders during COVID, were the heroes because overnight they had to change their delivery and immediately adapt, right? And I think that's in a very entrepreneurial thing. One of the other big changes we saw through COVID was this increased emphasis on social emotional learning. I think there was a report by Brookings stating that nearly 40% of teachers report students struggling more with depression and anxiety than before the COVID. And over 80% of those teachers still have students that are struggling with depression and anxiety. So I think the overemphasis of technology combined with an entirely new world landscape reframed this focus of, hey, we should maybe turn back the pendulum and focus on the important skills. And with AI and technology, everything is advancing, but certain skills like networking and grit and resilience and communication, they still remain incredibly important. And one of the reasons we decided to create The Edge is we felt that students in their middle and high school years did not really feel those skills were learnable. They thought, I'm either born with strong public speaking skills or I'm not. I'm either born with a learning to learn mentality and a strong mentality or I'm not. And we wanted to break that belief and provide them with student-friendly resources. But I think, yeah, COVID certainly changed a lot. And I think now more than ever, SEL is critical. The amount of times we hear teachers saying, we don't have time for SEL. And I always reply, well, that's actually going to reframe and support your students to be ready for life. But even the teachers need SEL. I mean, Jessie and I were just talking about one of her students who I think Jesse was saying, like, found purpose through SEL.
Yeah, we had a great conversation when we were working on a lesson. It was just like the light bulb went off. He said, I now have a purpose. Like, there's a reason. Like, I understand why I need to learn this because this is my future. And so it wasn't just another thing to teach at that moment for him. This was like, I need to learn this. This is life.
Yeah, it seems to me what both of you are talking about too is a change in student behavior, right? Because of the experiences of the past couple of years. One of the net positives, if you can call it that, or a silver lining, whatever cliche you want to use, you're describing a self-awareness that I still don't think I have for myself. That students of that age and having gone through this experience are aware of their learning journeys. They're aware of where they might need to improve, and also don't kind of shrug it off as this sort of like, well, that's just for people with depression, right? Or that's just for a certain part of the kids in class maybe who aren't succeeding. Like, this really is